Tonight's shir, Simen Nun Gimel, Se'if Chof He. Ein mesalkin chazen me'um nasai, elam kein nimtze b'psul. You cannot remove an already established appointed chazen from his position unless you find a verified blemished psul that would invalidate him from davening. So even though to appoint him in the first place, it doesn't take much to protest his appointment, once he's in the position, you need to find a real psul to remove him midterm. Says Dhamov, we don't remove a chazan simply because of rumors. If people are spreading rumors, he was caught with a non-Jewish woman. Adam, where they say that he was Oivan Mesira. We don't remove him for such rumors. But if they have witnesses who come forward for this or anything similar, we would remove him for these crimes if there are witnesses to the crime. Let's stop here. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Ayin Gimel. Chazan me'um nasa. We do not remove a chazan from his post. Vuadin lekol hismanus. This is true of really any appointed position. When it's not an appointment for a specific amount of time. So we don't remove him unless there's a real psul. And the reason is, we're not going to remove him because they'll become suspect that there is a psul when there isn't. So if there are no terms, there's no term limit, so to speak, he'll go on, and we don't get rid of him. If he is appointed, there's no psul. Once he's appointed, he's appointed. Sifkan ayin dal bo psul, unless there is a psul, be'ed him with witnesses. Va'oz im akalben oso at sheyosha b'tshuva shleima b'li armo mimo. Then we won't take him back until he does a full tshuva without any deceit and trickery. Al b'shvul b'yalma, but just to get up and swear shlo yelich b'dorchem elu, I'll never do it again. Lo mahani does not help. The belavach imushba b'ayin mehar sinai, who is already mushba b'yomim. It's as if there's a shvu of a Har Sinai that he's not keep the Torah. So to get up and swear is not enough of a deterrent. Sifkon ayin hei, v'ein mesalkin. So Ramah says we don't remove him because of rumors alone. Avala manosa l'chil. What about appointing him? Appointing someone and there's rumors circulating about his behavior. Afilu b'shvil rinu ba'alma yeshlam noi. If there are bad rumors about him, we would not appoint him. V'afilu marinu hayalov rak b'al duso. Even if these rumors were in his youth. People never said bad things about him. That's one of the things we look for in such an appointee. Sifkan ayin vav. What are the rumors? Shenitfas v'chulu. He was caught with a non-Jewish woman, etc. Umikamalkam yishlochus l'kol. Now there is reason to concern yourself if there's such a rumor. We're not going to fire him based on a rumor, but you have to concern yourself. The hoshev based on the kach. You have to convene a based in to do an investigation. Sheikh Sibir Shabito Zins the Tachas Baal, if you have a Sheikh Sibir. And Nebuch, his married daughter, went off and was Mizana. Ein Lemanos Chatchila. So that kind of Sheikh Sibir, you're not going to appoint in the first place. Achim Nasa the Achishwa Nismana, but if this scandal occurs after he's already in his position, near Dein Lahavida, which was there, would seem you do not remove him from his post because of the sins of his child. Sivkon Ayin Zayin. Oshamasar Adam, or they accuse him of Mesira, that he reported on somebody to the authorities. Shtech Sibir Hama'ayim Al Chaveru Lemasar La'akum, or the Shtech Sibir threatens. He just threatens, I'm going to turn you in. V'lo Masar, but doesn't do it. Afal Pisha Mechoyar Hadavar, even though it's an ugly thing, Afila Adam She'ena Shtech Sibir, for anyone, even if he's not Shtech Sibir, Eino Nifsal Al Kach, that doesn't make him possible. El go arinbo umasrinbo, but we will scream at him and warn him. Shem Yosef lo akadva malalo, if he keeps up with these threats, shevruim imalos, so they're going to remove him from his position. Shem Hoysa b'mirdo, and if he continues in his rebellion, royal love you, you should get rid of him. So the Ramah says, based on rumors, we don't depose him. But if there's witnesses, that's something else. If kon ayiches, I love Edom. When Edom come, umedivim agon avrom le'el b'sifkotan zayin mashma, dafilu b'kolod lo posik, Yachid Mochel of Laviro. The Magen Avraham says that even if it's a rumor that doesn't end, it doesn't stop, then a Yachid can protest to remove him from his position. So is implied from the Marshal. So even though the Ramah is saying that until there are witnesses, we don't remove him based on a rumor alone, there are those who hold if this rumor persists, that would be grounds for dismissal. So we would remove him. The Masa Tshuva, if he does Tshuva, Mahani, it'll help. Shalasalko, not to remove him. Af im aver b'mezet, even if his crime was done intentionally. Avalimanoso, but as far as appointing him, Mevor b'sifei b'hagol, we already mentioned before in Sifei and Ramah, the amazed lo mahani tshuva, if he was amazed, tshuva won't help. Dein pirko no, because he doesn't have a good reputation from the past. V'ayin shom mishne bura si'if kon chav beis, look back in mishne bura, si'if kon chav beis, where he quotes the Magen Avraham, that even if he didn't have Erebe Mezid, if he did Tshuva, he could be a Shliach Tzibur Kavur, except for Tainas Tzibur. V'masa b'yalduso aver v'yidayin lo shov. If he did a chet in his youth and he did not do Tshuva, af im minuhu, even if he was appointed, ma'avirin oso, we can remove him. The psul ba'avero le'edus, because he's psul ba'avero le'edus, he is unfit to give edus. There's a psul of a choyte who can't give edus, and if he didn't do tshuva for things he did in his youth, he's still posel. So if he's posel the edus, he shouldn't be able to down for the umid or have a position of authority either.
So it's talking about where we didn't know about it when we
appointed. Right, it was something that escaped us at the time.
Yeah, this was before 13 or just young.
I'm assuming it's after 13, just the younger year. Let's go back up to the Ramah. Ushliach tzibur shehu shoychet uboidek. The Shliach Tzibur, who happens to be the Shoychet and the Boydik, he stores the animals, he checks them for treifus. Lo yispalel babegodim hatzoin umasvichin. He shouldn't daven for the Amid with his filthy, smelly clothing. If he does not want to change his clothes when he davens the daven, and he goes and davens with his dirty clothes, we would remove him. Ushliach Tzibur Hamanabel Piv Oshmaranin Bishri Hanochim, a Shliach Tzibur who speaks foul language or he sings non-Jewish songs, Memachin Beyodr Shalasas Kain, will protest and tell him not to do that. V'meinu Shemei, if he doesn't listen, Mavir Nasa, we will remove him. Let's stop here and see Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura Sifkatan Pe, Hatso In. If he should not daven in his filthy work clothes, Shliach Tzibur Shemitoch Cholyo, if you have a Shliach Tzibur who is suffering an illness, and le'anso, and because of his illness, against his will, i'efshel le'nakos li'yostahar mikrei laila, it's impossible to clean himself to be pure from an event of the evening. Ve'in metar atzmo klal, he doesn't metar himself, which I'm assuming he doesn't go to mikveh. For Shliach Tzibur, and he's Shliach Tzibur, efshel be'yom le'royim yishtigo bo she'yitpol. It's possible for yom le'royim will insist that he goes to mikveh. And certainly he should remove his filthy clothes. From the Yeshmal Dibi Chachom and the Yechos Yofi Yofi Hasbe Godim at some eleven, he doesn't listen to the Chachomim to wash carefully and remove his filthy clothes. Well, Avi, you should get rid of him. I'm not really positive of how this scenario is playing out. I would have thought it's more he can't keep his clothes clean, whether it's incontinence, which is a likely possibility. So he's got to be clean, and they're going to tell him, you got to clean up. You can't daven that way. You got to clean up. And if he refuses, so then we're going to replace him. We're going to find someone else. Sifkan pe aleph lahachlif. So we tell him he has to change his clothing, and this is referring to the shoychet. And if he doesn't want to, we will remove him from his position. V'tov sheyachlif begodim lechlochem kol hayom kshohoch ben abrios. It's really proper for the Shoychet, Boidik, Shliach Tzibur, to take off his work clothes, the chlal, when he goes down the street. Shloyeh b'chal ha-masni'im. He shouldn't be among those that make people hate Tamid HaChachamim and people of authority. The G'shem Shatamid Chachim Oslo Tzeis B'shuk B'v'gadav HaMeluch Lachim. There's an halacha, Tamid Chachim can't walk the streets with filthy clothes because the Chil Hashem. Kach Shliach Tzibur, so to the Shliach Tzibur. Af al pishen Tamid Chachim. Either he's not a Talmud Chacham, he's a man of authority in the community, he has to dress accordingly. He can't go filthy. Sif katan pei beis, b'shiri hanochem. A Shliach Tzibur, who is menabel piv, or he's meranin b'shiri hanochem. He uses his mouth for bad things. He either says things he shouldn't say, nivel peh, or he sings non-Jewish songs. What's the loimer? Mishnah Berurah says, what does it mean? B'nigun shehanochem enagnem bo lavodas gilum shalhem. These are songs that the goyim sing for their avodah zarah. Ubach b'tshuva simen kuf chavzayin kos the Bach writes in tshuva. Dafka b'nigun shemeyuchel lezeh. This is specifically if they use the nigun that the goyim use. And then if he does that, we will say, stop it, you can't do that. If he doesn't listen to us, we will remove him. Ha'holich b'akor shel avodah gilulim. Someone who goes to the non-Jewish courts, possibly a Sheikh Sibir, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, should not be Sheikh Sibir. He's supposed to be Sheikh Sibir, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Elam kein osa tshuva, unless he does tshuva. V'nirli, it would seem to me, demarish lo nishar ayidei zeh mamon chaver b'yod. It has to be a case when he's still not holding on to any money that belonged to someone else. Gon shahoy b'zeh dinayim ki dinayim. For instance, perhaps the Goyish courts pass in the same way that Beis Din would, and therefore the money is in the right hands. Afilu haki posel, he's still posel. Al kolpanim b'shanim kippurim, he's still posel for Hashanim Kippur for going to court. To oven gadol mitzad aso, in its own right, it's a terrible sin to go to the courts. Kedisa b'choshem mishpat simchavav, like it says in choshem mishpat simchavav. Dilav haki, because if not, if he has, because he went to the courts, he has money from the other party that the Beis Din would not have given him. So now he has wrongfully gained money. Now he's an apostle because he has someone else's money, even if it's not Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He can't be Sheikh Tzibur. Perhaps today, but due to our many sins, many people have forgotten there's such an Isser, and they think it's okay to go to courts. But after the shoyg, so maybe he's a shoygig, and therefore ain't the foster, so we won't passel him. Kedisa kein zeh b'chosh mishpat simen lamadal tzivdal. We say this in chosh mishpat simen lamadal. I ain't shum look there. V'alkal parlin shiach tzibur shoshanim yikapur. When it comes to shoshanim yom kippur shiach tzibur, v'vada yesh tahach, we're going to be machmer even if he was a shoygig. Shiach tzibur shay shoychet. Shiach tzibur is a shoychet. V'nimtzeh shemachah treifa b'cheskas kasheira. And it came out, and he sold a treifa, but he called it kosher. B'shoygig. It was done by accident. We had this before as well. He sold it as kosher by accident. Or he was a treiber. Now they find chaylev after his work. We're not going to remove him because of his mistake. We're not going to appoint him. And if he does tshuva, mutter afilu manos, then he can appoint him. Because the el sifhei hagolik, we said in sifhei. Kahol shachil to tefilas for shoshanim kipurim kenog, a sibur which divides up the davening of shoshanim kipur, which is our practice. You have more than one baal tefillah for yom nevoyim. Im chol echad mehem v'leyochel espalal, if one of the baal tefillah is ill and can't daven for the amid, eino rashai lahamid ishachim mekoimo, the shliach sibur who's appointed and who can't do the job does not have the right to find a replacement. It's the tzibur's job to find the replacement. The people who hired him have to go get the replacement. He does not have the right to find on his own a replacement to daven for the amid. The Rama concludes, Shiach tzibur shehizkin, a shiach tzibur gets old, he wants to appoint his son to help out on occasion, even though the son's voice is not quite as sweet as the father's, if the son does meet the other criteria and would be a worthy replacement, then the son comes before anyone else. And the tzibur cannot protest. It's a Yerusha. It should go on to the son. This goes with any appointment. We say that the son comes before anyone else. Even if there are others who may be greater than the son, since he does adequately take the place of the father. Some say, when you have a chacham who's appointed to teach Torah, although don't know to judge, we don't say that the sons have first dibs to take over. Others disagree. It's a topic discussed in many svarim. So this Shiach Tzibur is older and he wants to appoint his son to help him out. Kasev Rashba, Shom, the Rashba writes, Hu adin de bechol in yoni haminuy, we say this by all minuyim, any appointment. Imrotza hamonuy, shechot shiyasayenu ba'osu minuy the frokim, if the one who's appointed requests that someone else should help him out on occasion, or just be other, that is acceptable. The Kasev Nazagadur Kasagadur writes, Dafkim hu royal kachin has to be that the helper is fit for the job, hein b'inin hamalacha, hein b'yirushimayim, both in his ability to perform the job and in his yirushimayim. Sifkan pehe, even if the voice of the son is not quite as arev, as sweet as the father, u'bavad shelo yehe kol mishum, of course he can't have a strange voice. Ein lahav yishech tzibur bishvil acher shekol arev. You have a shech tzibur, you don't replace him because someone else sounds nicer. If the tzibur wants, the majority of the tzibur wants the other bal tefillah with a nicer voice, then you would allow them to work together. The notes on the side point out that if a shech tzibur, I guess through age, can't daven loud enough for everyone to hear him, then that would be a suitable reason to retire him from his position.